More than 50 million Americans have no insurance, including 17% of Arkansans. But under the new Affordable Care Act, all Americans will soon be required to purchase coverage or enroll in Medicaid through a federal or state-run insurance exchange. Cindy Crone is Health Benefits Exchange Planning Director at the Arkansas Insurance Department. She spoke on behalf of Director Jay Bradford, who was away.
The exchange is a shopping marketplace, and there are several ways that the consumer could access it. And the primary way is expected to be a web-based system, so website, but also there must be walk-in, call, and mail availability.
Kind of like purchasing an airline ticket. You go online, you type in basic personal information and your annual income.
And the exchange would electronically determine if they're eligible for Medicaid, if they are eligible for a federal tax subsidy or tax credit, and then populate plans that would best meet their specific needs. So they could compare the plans according to price, according to coverage, benefits in the plans in a really understandable way where they're comparing apples and apples and could choose the best insurance plan for themselves and their family.
State exchanges would be able to choose which insurance companies would offer plans on the marketplace if they qualify, but those parameters have yet to be established. Because all Americans, even low income, must enroll in some health insurance program, Medicaid, which is expanding eligibility, is expected to see a surge.
Our current eligibility, unless someone is pregnant or a child, is very low, one of the lowest in the nation, maybe 17% of the federal poverty level. Under the new plan, families with incomes up to 139% of the federal poverty level would be Medicaid eligible.
Crone expects 175,000 new people to enroll in Medicaid in Arkansas, with around 70% being eligible. Establishing a state-run exchange will provide more comprehensive services to insurance consumers, Crone says.
The primary reason would be local control. If you have a federal exchange, then one of the mandates is that there has to be a federal call center, not a state one. And so consumer questions or enrollment or complaints would go to the federal government in Washington or somewhere and having a wait.
The Arkansas Insurance Department expects during the first year the exchange is up and running, 211,000 Arkansans to enroll. Of those, more than 120,000 currently are uninsured. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services initiated the process of setting up state exchanges by awarding millions of dollars in grant funding. Arkansas applied for and received a year ago a $1 million federal grant, which paid for a startup administration and two staff salaries. Contractors were also hired to do research. Six meetings were held around the state, and a stakeholder summit was convened recently. Panels and forums examined business models, legal issues, consumer needs, and data needs. Public hearings in all congressional districts and web meetings are also being planned. A 21-member steering committee, all volunteers, overseeing exchange development, divided into six working groups, including consumers, healthcare provider, and insurance industry interests. The director of the State Health Information Technology Division, Human Services, two legislators, and a representative from the governor's office also serve on the committee. The Arkansas Chamber of Commerce, which leans conservative, supports a state exchange, as do AARP, Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, the Pharmacy Association, and certain insurance firms.
The insurance agents across the state are supporting a state exchange. It's very important to them because they'll have a very important role with small businesses and individuals in guiding them as now about their insurance choices.
The next step is to apply for Level 1 federal funding, which could be tens of millions of dollars.
I don't know that we'll submit it. We're planning as if we will be able to.
That's because Arkansas has not yet fully committed to a state exchange, a federal exchange, or even a hybrid of the two. Last winter, the Arkansas legislature failed to pass HB 2138, sponsored by State Representative Fred Allen, he's a Democrat from District 33, Little Rock, to authorize a state exchange. It was recommended for interim study, but that's not occurred. By spring, a majority of Arkansas voters still supported designing a state plan, but no recent polling on the issue has been conducted to indicate the current trend. But a September Rasmussen Report poll found 56% of American voters think repeal of the entire health care law is likely. 26 states, not including Arkansas, have sued, saying the Affordable Care Act individual mandate is unconstitutional. That case will come before the U.S. Supreme Court with a ruling expected early next summer. In late September, six Arkansas lawmakers, including State Representative Alan Kerr, a Republican from District 32, West Little Rock, submitted a letter to Jay Bradford, director of the Arkansas Insurance Department, stating their opposition. Kerr says most of his constituents have told him they reject the new health care law.
The exchange, basically, the way people feel, is inviting this health care bill in, and they don't want that to happen.
Representative Kerr understands insurance. He operates an agency in Little Rock. He said, theoretically, an unmandated insurance exchange could work if set up properly.
And as an insurance agent, I'm all for that. With the exception of it needs to be able to be used as a private state-run exchange in case the health care bill is repealed, in case the Supreme Court deems it unconstitutional. There's lots of things out there right now that could go wrong that spending this money would just be a waste by setting the exchange up too quickly.
Anyway, Kerr says the state already provides insurance assistance, pointing to Our Health Networks, a new state-operated group health care benefits program for qualified small business and self-employed who don't have medical coverage. Employers who enroll become Our Health Networks sponsors and handle billing. Monthly premiums start at $25 a month for low-income individuals and working poor families. No medical questions asked or pre-existing condition penalties. It's operated by the State Department of Human Services. More than 16,000 Arkansans use Our Health Networks, with 90% paying that $25 monthly premium. So that's working, Representative Alan Kerr says. Plus, he's convinced the state's Medicaid tab will soar under a federally mandated insurance exchange.
We're going to be obligated in our state to increase our Medicaid cost exponentially. And for a state that's not allowed to borrow money or to run in a deficit, that's really, really bad news.
But State Insurance Department Exchange Planning Manager Cindy Crone disagrees.
For the newly eligibles, up until 2019-2020, the federal government would pay 100%, and then it would go to 90%. So there would be more people covered early on while they were getting enrolled, getting their health care taken care of. The federal payment would be more. And then hopefully they would be enrolled and their costs would go down by the time that we're paying 90, or the federal government's paying 90, we're paying 10, which is still better than now, but with more people enrolled. So it's not a situation where it's going to break the bank.
So what would happen if a state exchange fails to materialize? Will Arkansas taxpayers have to pay back the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services potentially millions of dollars?
No. I think the way the government looks at it is whatever we would do to help make the best possible exchange for our people would help them in whatever they do.
State Representative Alan Kerr.
To run out and spend a lot of federal money setting something up that, A, we may not use to start with, or B, may not be the right vehicle to implement what we will have in the end, and do that hastily is irresponsible. And we want to be, desperately want to be responsible with the taxpayers' money. We don't have any more room for mistakes, and we've got to start being more diligent with spending money, whether it's federal or state.
So far, 16 states, including Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, New York, California, Washington, D.C., and Arizona, under conservative Governor Jan Brewer have been awarded more than $200 million to lay the foundation for state-run insurance exchanges. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.